Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 275. And following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 275. God's healing voice protects all things today. Let us today attend the voice for God, which speaks an ancient lesson. No more true today than any other day. Yet has this day been chosen as the time when we will seek and hear and learn and understand. Join me in hearing for the voice for God tells us of things we cannot understand alone, nor learn apart. It is in this that all things are protected, and in this the healing of the voice for God is found. Father, your healing voice protects all things today, and so I leave all things to you. I need be anxious over nothing, for your voice will tell me what to do and where to go, to whom to speak and what to say to him, what thoughts to think, what words to give the world. The safety that I bring is given me. Father, your voice protects all things through me. Amen. As I contemplate this lesson, the line that says, "Yet has this day been chosen as the time when we will seek and hear and learn and understand." And he also says that this voice is no more truer today than any other day. And so what this instills in me is that in this moment, right now, is when I choose to listen. There's no moment that's been chosen as the right one to listen. All moments is the right moment, this moment. Eternity. this lesson reminds me of the teaching from A Course of the Script is Written. That I am not the doer of what's appearing in the illusion. I am the one in observation of and moved through by grace. And this grace, God's healing voice, moves through me as I observe it, allow it. And this allowing isn't in the way that I can disallow it. But it's in an allowing without resisting. I'm not sure how to say it. It's the observing of what's in perception without judgment, without the believing of thoughts that say it needs to be changed, it's not right, it should be different. It's to allow grace to move through without the commentary of the ego saying it's not right, it should be different. The idea that the healing voice protects all things today feel is not the idea of protects in that there's something to protect against, but protects in the way that it's all unfolding perfectly. The knowing your healing voice, your grace moves through all things today perfectly. And so I leave all things to you. I need be anxious over nothing. Your voice, grace, will move me as to what to do and where to go, as to what to say and to whom. What thoughts to think, what words to give. And it's when I drop out of this remembrance that grace moves me. When I drop out of that remembrance is when I begin to listen to the ego chatter. Of doubting, of fearing. Holy Spirit, my inner guide, help me today to remain in the remembrance that grace moves through me, that grace protects all things today by moving perfectly through me and all those around me. Help me to have faith in you, the voice, the grace of God, the love that I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind, sinking into a comfortable position. Allowing the constraints of the ideas the mind holds melt away. Turning inward, towards only wanting to know the truth, letting go of all concepts of what the truth is. Allowing ourselves to let the roles, the titles, the descriptions, the responsibilities that the mind would tell us we are, let all that melt away, as if coming into beingness, completely fresh, brand new, like a new baby, letting go of all resistance, all beliefs. And sitting here in this clean, fresh slate, ourselves to notice there's a knowing that there is some awareness of being. Just sit in this awareness of this being. And now notice that there is breath. There's the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. And you're knowing. You're knowing this sensation. You're not causing it. You're simply knowing it. Just sit in the knowing of the breath. With a quiet mind. Without any distracting thoughts, knowing the breath, knowing grace moves the breath, if a thought comes up, go back to allowing all beliefs, all responsibilities, all rules to just melt away and return back to the space of a brand new being, completely open. Knowing you exist. Knowing the sensation of breath. Knowing that grace moves the breath. You're simply the knowing of it. If a thought comes up, notice that you are knowing there is a thought. And let it go. Don't follow it. And if you follow it, be aware that you're knowing the thought stream. The thought stream isn't you, yet you're knowing it. Continue to be just in the knowing of the sensations that are appearing in your awareness. Knowing them, but not taking any responsibility for them. Knowing them and not being them. Knowing them and not being the doing of them. Can you get the sense that in knowing all these things, that there is a peaceful knowing, that it unfolds by grace? Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today and allowing grace to move through us. Namaste.